Hi, I'm David Rossiter. Happy Friday. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm broadcasting from Sherbrooke, Quebec, right in the heart of the Eastern Townships. Thanks for tuning in to my daily noontime show, full of news, music, and interviews. Today, I start the show talking about tourism. Lisandre Michaud-Verreau from Tourisme Canton d'Est joins me to talk about the upcoming summer season. We talk a lot about visitors from outside the region, but you should also never forget to be a tourist in your home region sometimes.
It's impossible that they had experienced everything we have to offer, for sure, among the thousand experiences that we have.
Then, later, I interview Camille Lucier. She is a farmer and also part of the Lennoxville Farmers Market Board of Directors. We talk about the return of the annual summer market and the associated entertainment always present in Square Queen.
Yeah, we have a couple of vegetable growers selling. We have a winery. We have a bakery. Baker's Bakery will be there. Brad will be there as well with his pizza dough and some pizza bites. We're going to have some new stuff going on, like ready to eat. We're going to have the popcorn as well this summer. So we're going to have a lot of interesting stuff going on. We are planning a couple of shows as well.
And finally, I'll preview this coming weekend. There's so many activities, events, and grand openings this weekend, and I'll give you all the details. Interviews up next. Stay tuned here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. Tic-tac-toe, yup, let's go. You got X's, I've got O's. See my show, I'm so woe. Not your everyday average Joe. Yo, all you need to stop it. Let's get drunk now, that's the topic. Vodka or vodka, that's your option. Take those shots like you're throwing boxing. Got me thinking it's on now. Hold the choke of that bong down. Stumbling onto your lawn now. People say that I'm wrong now. Calm down, it's only your grass. So what, I'm on you, it's only my... Don't even ask what I'm thinking. I've been drinking for me a glass. You ride big wheels, but we got shirts. You see us rolling up. Yeah, we rolling up. We showed up now, we go nuts. You see us blowing up. Yeah, we blow it up. If you got cups, well then you're old enough. Go ahead and hold them up. Let's see you hold them up. If you don't like it, shut up. Little kids, start bouncing like you on Ritalin. I can serve you all, I'm so Wimbledon. No Malcolm, cut out the middleman. Don't hate with it, spring break with it. Do some dumb and say they did it. Do some drunk, show some skin. Nice to meet you, can I meet the twins? Yep, I'd like to win. Got more points than a box of pins. Wanna take off, well let's begin. Welcome aboard, I'll check you in. And this ain't nothing new to us. We do this on the reg, man. Girls head down, booty popping on a keg stand. You ride big wheels and we got shirts. You see us rolling up. Yeah, we rolling up. We showed up now and we gone. Was Down With Webster performing their song, Big Wheels. Now I'm joined by Lisandre Michaud-Verreau. She is a PR representative of Tourisme Canton d'Est, We talk about the exciting return of a summer tourism season here in the townships. Lisandre, hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, happy to be here.
So it's an exciting time here in the townships. We're a region who is really based on tourism, a lot of tourism here in Estrie. And after two somewhat stifled summers because of COVID, I hear you guys are expecting a big summer this year.
Yeah, well, actually, we are pretty optimistic. After 2 years saying goodbye to COVID, I mean, we are deconfining, we are preparing for pretty good season. Let's hope for that. Our entrepreneurs, they are pretty optimistic as well. So let's see what's coming, but so far, so good.
So is there some new exciting activities going to be here in the townships this summer for people, for visitors and residents to experience?
Yeah, so we are a pretty large region, right? We have 9 territories, 9 MRC. So we have a pretty large territory to cover with many attractions. And only this summer, we are welcoming about 100 new or, let's say, or added value novelties or activities.
New or revamped.
Are adding. Yeah, so revamped or new or just like that were with new innovations, so which add up to what we already have. So we have over like 1,000 offerings in the township. So with these 100 something novelties, I think, the people from the township and visitors will find enough, and they can come any weekend, all week, all throughout the summer.
How about you tell me one new offering or something that's been updated or changed a bit that you personally are excited for?
Yeah, so many, right?
Of course.
Within the 100, but I think we can't pass without talking about the events that are coming back. So we have new events, but we have also several festivals that are coming back, like Soif de Musique. We have the Tea Festival, which is a very original one. It's only in the townships where we have a English Tea Festival. La Fête des Vendanges, so wine festival that are coming back. But many other new events like the Festival de Contes d'Orford, so a more traditional festival. Among the other major new features, we can mention the Véloroute Gourmand, which is a new cycling path coming from Montreal to Sherbrooke. We have the Grand Bizou that are launching mini chalet, so you can spend the night at the zoo. It's a spend the night at the zoo activity. And a new zip line at Mont-Saint-Anne, which is also great to mention. They launched a new zip line last year, but now it's a kind of twisting zip line in Mont-Saint-Anne.
You mentioned lots of optimism that this season will bring more visitors perhaps than the last two. What does that mean to people here in the townships? How much do they really depend on all of these different offerings?
Yeah, so the summer is promising to be a bit more normal than those prior. So for the residents and for the visitors, that means that we are expecting more people. But at the same time, I mean, Quebec people have been visiting the townships in the last 2 years. We were among the top destinations for Quebec. Mm-hmm. So what we are expecting or foreseeing is that both Quebec, American and Canadian visitors from all over can once again come and experience what the township has to offer. So we want to preserve the existing tourist traffic from within Quebec and within the region, while also branching out or encouraging those from all over Canada or United States to experience also the area.
That's true. That's something I didn't necessarily think of. I mean, for forever, the townships have been popular with Quebecois, but over the last 2 years, I don't know if perhaps you don't have numbers, obviously, but over the last 2 years, do you think more Quebecois have been traveling within the border rather than going abroad?
I mean, it's difficult to say because
For
we
sure.
don't have the numbers. But what we know is that most Quebec people, they didn't travel. So they travel within Quebec, and we were among the top destinations. So Quebec people, they visited the townships. But because of the novelties and because we have a pretty beautiful and large region, there are still a lot to discover. So there are still, we still have a lot to offer and still a lot to discover. So we also believe that we will be able to preserve the tourist traffic and the residents from the township. It's impossible that they had experienced everything we have to offer, for sure, among the thousand experiences that we have. I mean, you can do something every weekend just in the township without even crossing the border, and you will have a pretty good summer.
You talk about how big the townships is and how, yeah, you could really, like, you can never do all of the offerings. I'm relatively new. I've only been here a few years. What's maybe a region that's a little underrated that I should think of visiting? I know an activity might be a little hard because you don't know me, but what about a region?
Well, actually, I think if you are based in Lennoxville or Sherbrooke, if
yep,
you go
it.
Across the other, yeah, if across the other side of the at the township, if you go in the région de Mégantic, so you might know Mont Mégantic, Lac Mégantic, all of this region is beautiful. You have lakes, mountains, you have outdoors activities, but also agritourism. You have plenty of things to do. Otherwise, what I love is that the Haut Saint-François as well is more. You have a lot of Scottish tradition, so I don't know for you, but for me, I do have ancestors coming from either Ireland or Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always interesting, for instance, to go to Scotland or to go in other small villages that have like gold. Also, they have all that Scottish tradition. So I think it's also interesting. Some things these are towns that we may not think about, and you can have a great tourist experience there.
Okay, I have a map up right now, and you absolutely nailed it when I said, "Give me something underrated," because I've experienced the beautiful lakes and mountains south of here in Sherbrooke, down towards the States, the border, and west in the Orford area. But I'm looking at these areas east of Sherbrooke that you mentioned in the Mégantic
mm-hmm.
area and towards there. No, that's a big blank space for me, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I mean, you have plenty of things to do in the townships, but if I were you, I would try to go towards this direction.
Well, Lisandre, thank you so much for sharing a bit about what's to come here this summer. Good luck with everything, with preparations for this busy season.
Thanks. Happy summer.
You too. Thanks again for joining.
Bye.
Bye. Next up, here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, I interview Camille Lussier. She's a farmer and also part of the Lennoxville Farmers Market Board of Directors. We talk about the return of the annual summer market and all the other fun stuff that always happen on summer Saturdays in Square Queen. Now, the Beatles and their song, Ticket to Ride.
Sure to do right by me.
Ticket to Ride from their fifth studio album, Help. Now, Camille Lussier from the Lenoxville Farmers Market joins the show. Camille, hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure.
So, exciting news. I hear the Lenoxville Farmers Market is back for this summer, and it's actually coming soon. How about you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Our first Saturday will be June 4th, and we will be going every Saturday from 10 to 1 until October 15.
Oh, wow. June 4th. So next, that's coming up, not this Saturday, but next. Very fun.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we have a special theme. Will be like a plant sale. So we're going to have many different kind of plants so you can do your own garden or have some floral arrangement and stuff like that.
So was the rationale there that since it's the first one of the year and it's still only spring, like people can buy stuff to plant and to eat throughout the summer?
Yeah, that's right. And we are starting to get our own vegetables. But the idea was to get early into the Lenoxville community to create an habit and to have people coming around and start gardening in their own yard, so we can provide some stuff for their yards.
As a Lenoxville resident myself, heading to Square Queen on Saturday mornings in the summer is one of my favorite activities. But for our listeners who haven't been before, do you think you could give a little bit of what sort of vendors are usually there?
Yeah, we have a couple of vegetable growers selling. We have a winery. We have a bakery. Baker's Bakery will be there. Brad will be there as well with his pizza dough and some pizza bites. We're going to have some new stuff going on, like ready to eat. We're going to have the popcorn as well this summer. So we're going to have a lot of interesting stuff going on. We are planning a couple of shows as well to animate the space in the library. We'll have couple weekends as well, like scheduled to do a little bit of animation at the Square Queen during the market.
Nice. Yeah. One thing I always love is how it's not just local food and stuff. There's always live music or something sort of entertaining going on in that Square Queen space there. How long have you been involved with the Lenoxville Farmers Market? The Square Queen space hasn't been there that long.
Yeah, no, it's for me, it's my second year. Okay. Last year was my first, and it was the first time on the site of the Square Queen. The year before, they were in the street. But now on the site of the Square Queen, it's really beautiful. It's friendly. You have a lot of stuff going on, and like there's a picnic area, so everybody will be able to bring buy their lunch live at the market and do their grocery and listen to music, have a little something every Saturday morning. Like you know, you can put that in your schedule for the whole summer.
Yeah, it's consistent. It's something you can count on. Camille, you say you work for one of the farms that brings local produce, vegetables specifically, to the market. What's the name of that farm?
My farm is Les Hautes Épinettes. We're located in Cook-Sheraton, about 15 minutes from Lennoxville, but we have also at the market La Ferme Les Étincelles, which is located in Johnville, so even closer to Lennoxville. And another one is in Sawyerville, Jardin des Bocages. And we're also looking forward to have a new product on sale at the market. We're hoping to have blueberries and strawberries when the time is coming. So you're going to have to keep our Facebook page to know all the details about that.
I love how you give all the other farms your competition there equal airtime in your endorsement of them. Very, very fair. Very nice of you.
Well, we are a team.
I love that. Camille, good luck with this upcoming summer. It starts June 4. Thank you again for joining me and sharing a bit about the Lennoxville Farmers Market.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hope to see you soon.
You sure will.
Thank you.
That was Camille Lussier from the Lennoxville Farmers Market. The Lennoxville Market is back this summer, every Saturday, all the way until mid-October. And it all starts a week from tomorrow. Next, I'm going to hit you with the CJMQ 88.9 FM weekend preview. There's so many fun activities and events, grand openings happening this weekend, starting even just tonight. I'm going to give you all the details for everything happening this weekend next. But first, some more music. I played the other single from this album yesterday, but it's just such a good album, Ultimate Friday Vibes. So here is the Black Keys performing Gold on the Ceiling.
Ah!
that was the Black Keys performing Gold on the Ceiling. There's so much going on this weekend, and you want all the details. So without further ado, here's the CJMQ 88.9 FM Weekend Preview. Tonight at 7:30, the Bishop's Turner Studio Theater will play host to the last performance of Talking Matters. I had the honor of attending the premiere of the play earlier this week, and it is brilliant. Based on BU academic Dr. Heather Lawford's research, the play teaches an approach to caring for seniors with early onset dementia. Registration is free but required. Also tonight is a special regular season match between two professional ultimate frisbee teams. The Montreal Royale are hosting the New York Empire at 7 p.m. tonight in Parc Sylvie d'Aigle. There will be lots of tailgating and activities beforehand, I'm told, and the match is rain or shine. It's looking like it may be a bit stormy later. In case of lightning, delays, but not cancellations, are the goal. Tomorrow, Saturday, is the grand opening of Le Vintage 50-80. The new diner is themed with decor from the 1950s through 80s. Visit them at their Rue King West location tomorrow for a celebration and for some gourmet fast food and milkshakes. Festibiale Sherbrooke is this weekend. It starts tonight and runs all day Saturday and Sunday. Hosted in Victoria Park and Sherbrooke East, the event boasts of 6 live music acts, 8 unique food trucks, and hundreds of different beers. You can get tickets online at any time. Sherbrooke en Musique kicked off last weekend with the Quebec Orchestra and Symphony Festival. This weekend, the music event is a free performance by local cover band Lit Up. Tomorrow afternoon, you can catch them playing next to Lac des Nations at that attached market. Parc Mont-Bellevue, right here in Sherbrooke, is kicking off their summer season with a ton of special activities this weekend. They're celebrating the grand opening of a patio that will serve food and beverage with a large selection of local beers. This Saturday and Sunday only, they're also offering lots of free activities. Guided nature excursions, archery, and night hikes are some examples. Finally, Sunday at 5 p.m., the Sherbrooke Phoenix host the Charlottetown Islanders for Game 3. The series is currently tied at 1 game apiece. This will be the first ever QMJHL semifinal game played here in Sherbrooke. Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Palais des Sports. And don't forget to wear white. I'm David Rossiter. That was your CJMQ 88.9 FM Weekend Preview. Thanks so much for joining me today for my daily noontime show full of news, music, and interviews. I'm back Monday with lots more, so stay tuned here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube.